Guten Morgen, lieber Zuhörer, liebe Zuhörerin.
Good morning, dear viewer, dear listener. For many people, waking up is connected with nightmares that are related to the new day. They are our all-too-human waking or wake-up thoughts. Already early in the morning, our thoughts often revolve around our fellow man, our colleagues at work, our boss, our wife or husband, children, relatives or friends, and acquaintances. The one or the other said or did something that affected us unpleasantly and triggered a flood of thoughts in us, which we couldn't calm down, and which got up again with us this morning. Often, these statements were mere opinions, sometimes only badly chosen words that got us into turmoil. Consciously or unconsciously, we know that opinions are usually faulty information, infiltration of ideas from others, which can lead to mistakes and a wrong way of looking at things. We instinctively defend ourselves against them. Our turmoil may also contain impulses for us, which ask us whether here and there we haven't also tried to press our opinion on our neighbor, or which remind us that in apparently irreconcilable situations, we too persuaded certain people of our opinions. An opinion is nothing proven. It can be untrue or true, but can also trigger a torrent of prejudices in others against those persons who were drawn into the atmosphere of the opinion maker. It is better not to pass on such nebulous structures, that is, opinions that we hear about others causing us to think about this or that, that we heard, or even to talk about it. Mental or physical harm could possibly develop from this for our neighbor if he gets upset and then acts accordingly.
Der Morgen bringt schon eine Weichenstellung für unseren Tag.
The morning already brings with it a course set for our day. This is why we should examine our morning thoughts to check whether we get upset over statements from second or third parties, for instance, or whether we ourselves are forming an opinion that we want to pass on to our fellow man, or whether we want to convince a certain person to do something that we have in mind. So what do we want to accomplish with our thoughts? At whom or what are they aimed? Dear viewer, dear listener, your inner seismograph, your feeling, tells you this. Pay attention to it, and now, in the morning, set your course for the truth. Then it will become calmer in you, and you can go into the day more consciously. Setting a course can also take place if we see for ourselves and get an idea of what was told us and draw our own conclusions from it. It would be good when around noontime you pause briefly and observe yourself and ask yourself, how am I eating? What am I thinking while I eat? How do I behave at the table? If we put order in what needs to be taken care of, in what perhaps our behavior or our restless thoughts signal to us, then we will also go into the afternoon untroubled for the most part.
Am Abend, wenn das Tagwerk getan ist.
In the evening, when our day's work is done, we should close the day, because a good closing of the day, which we ultimately want, and which we do gladly because it helps us to resolve many a thing that oppresses us, will also bring us a peaceful evening and a restful sleep. And so, let us ask ourselves, how was the day? What was opinion? What was truth? Did we want to persuade others of our opinion? If yes, why? What did we think about some of our neighbors, and what do we perhaps still think about them? From where do we have our opinion? Or was the day largely balanced? And so, what is our balance for the day? Let us first allow our credit, the positive, to have its effect on us. A positive mood draws through our level of feelings and thoughts. Now, let us allow our debit to affect us. Restlessness and tension want to affect our nervous system. Bad thoughts want to bring us out of our good mood. But stop. What can we now bring into order? We do this. We telephone or speak directly with the person concerned, with whom something needs to be cleared up. Then our nerves relax. The good mood remains because the credit accumulates. Dear viewer, dear listener, in this spirit, I wish you a good day, an aware day.